Blog Talk Radio.
On Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for joining me today as we go further into our walk of faith and victory, as we see God's power and the faithfulness of His Word manifested in our lives. This place of the bear is that place like Abraham, where we see what God has to show us concerning our lives, our destiny, ministry, our family, anything that concerns us, and we allow God's power to walk us through. Even though we might have to go through processes, even though we might have to go through different things that will try to stop and hinder us, but God always uses everything in our life to make us and to put us in the place where destiny is being manifested and fulfilled. We understand and know that the Bible lets us know if we have the faith of Abraham, believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He will be the seed that God is going to use to come and redeem His people, the Gentiles as well as the Jews, then we will receive the promise of Abraham as well as all of the things that God has given to Abraham to by faith. And so we know that these things are ours because we believe in Jesus Christ and He has given them to us, and we are moving in the place of heirship because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. But also we're able to look as Abraham and walk and manifest something that others do not see, but by faith, and walk it out knowing that as we stand on the Word of God and we allow God to even refine us, we will see the manifestation of all that He said in our lives. Today we're going to be encouraged in the fact that God has called us a winner. And it doesn't matter how many things that happen in our life to try to discourage us or even try to block us. God is going to make the manifestation of His divine word happen, and we're going to see the manifestation of His life, His victory, His truth as we align ourselves to the divine will and word of God. Looking at the book of Ruth, we see that Ruth believed God, and he believed God even though she was not in the lineage of being a Jew. When Naomi and her family left Bethlehem, the house of bread, the fertile place, to go to in the land of the Moabites because of a famine, she did not know then that God had set her up. Ruth did not know then that God had set her up for basically a blessing to engraft her in and to show her His goodness. When the time came, when the famine was going on and they were in the land of Moabites, and Naomi's husband passed away, Eliab passed away, and then her sons stayed in that land 10 years. They stayed there 10 years, the Bible says, and they married Moabite women. Both Orpah and Ruth were the women that they married. And so both of them died, and so Naomi hears that that God has been graceful to Bethlehem again, and that there's bread, that there's fertility there, there's life there again, and that the people are now being satisfied by God's grace. And so she starts back. And so Ruth is one of the ones who was determined to show her loyalty to Naomi, but it was more than just that, because when Naomi left, her and her family left Bethlehem, it was because during that period in time, because the famine represented that the fact that there was sin in the land, and it represented that God was bringing judgment because his people were sinning against him. And during this time frame, many of the Israelites had gone and they started to go into Baal worship. And so they left because they were righteous people. They showed and lived a life so powerful that it impacted Orpah and Ruth's life in a dramatic way, because they were Moabites. And so they themselves were changed by the lifestyle that these righteous people lived. And so when Ruth gets ready to go with her mother-in-law, and her mother-in-law realizes that she doesn't have any sons for these women, and they're young women, and that she cannot give them any sons right away. And even if she got married again, it would take time for them to be in a place where these sons would be ready for marriage. And so they would be old or older by the time these sons got in a place of being ready for marriage. And so she didn't want them to waste their life. But God's victory has a way of showing up when we least expect it. Naomi didn't understand what God wanted to do with her life and with her lineage. And so when God had taken away her husband and her children, and he, both of her sons, and there was no money or property for them because they had lost it, she felt like God's hand had dealt with her in a bad way, and that she had been crushed by the power of God and the authority of God. But God just wanted to bring her hope and life and promise in another way, in another way, unusual way. And so sometimes we don't see how God is going to bless us, and we're stuck on one way, and we have a one-minded inside and outside of looking at it. And God wants us to look beyond that and trust it. Trust the fact that he's sovereign and he's in control. And whatever he's going to do in our life, he's going to do it because he's the God that knows the beginning and the end, and he's begun the good work in us. And as we trust him and believe him, we're going to see the manifestation and demonstration of his victory in our lives, even when it comes in an unusual, unlikely way. And so they were in an unlikely place to see God's goodness because of all the things that had happened. But God loves to show up in unlikely conditions to show how strong he is, that no matter how hopeless and despair we might seem or it might look, that he can turn it around in a moment's notice. Ruth was so impacted by the life of Naomi and her family and her father-in-law and her husband and her brother-in-law that when Naomi says to both of these young daughter-in-laws, stay here, go back to your family, find a husband, and she blesses them. Oprah leaves, but Naomi did not understand why Ruth would stay. But Ruth understood something, and she saw something. She understood that God was a covenant God only to the Jews at that time. He was a covenant God to only the Jews alone. But she understood that if she stayed and stuck with Naomi, and she stayed and she obligated herself and made herself loyal, not only just to Naomi, but to the God Naomi, that she was going to receive a blessing from the Lord and receive the promises that Naomi was walking in, because she believed by faith just that much. And so she says, wherever you go, I'm going with you. Don't make me leave, because I'm not going to leave. And she basically tells her, says, your people are going to be my people. And then she declares, your God will be my God. And wherever you go, I'm going. And when you die, when you are buried, when it's time for me to be buried, I'm going to be buried beside you. She was there in a place where she was determined that she was going to get the promises. And that faith that she had opened the door for God to do miraculous things in her life, because God engrafted her in. And she is the mother of Obed, who is the father of Jesse, where David comes in. And we see that God was faithful to engraft her in to show his goodness and how he was going to in the future engraft in the Gentile race, a race of people that the Jews and the Gentiles will become one under the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ. So she was getting a blessing in an unlikely place and victory in an unlikely place by going and doing what God wanted her to do, even though she did not hear God speaking to her, but she was being led by God. And so when we are led by God, we open ourselves up for God's victory and for God's blessings in unexpected ways. She leaves her land, leaves what's familiar, goes into Bethlehem, and God is still leading her, even though we don't hear him talking to her. It was the Spirit of God leading her, because she asked to go out and glean in a field to get food for them, and she went, and God led her to the right field, her not knowing that Boaz was a kinsman, the redeemer, but in a family, close family related relations to her father-in-law, Naomi's husband. And God led her there because he had something in store. And we see that she was in a place of getting victory because even when she's there, Boaz notices her and he speaks to her kindly and he blesses her and he prays the prayer of faith over her. He prays for her and he blesses her. God uses people in the natural to pray prayers by faith and in the spirit so that he can move in the earth on those prayers. So victory came to her, even in the prayers, even greater. And so we see that he even says, stay here. Don't go to another field. Stay in this field so that you won't be hurt, that no danger will come to him. I've told the men to be kind to you. And she was established in a place of victory in an unlikely place. I don't care what's going on in your life. Know that as you trust the Lord and you allow him to lead you, he is going to give you victory, even if it's in an unusual way, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, no matter what's going on around you. Don't be despaired. Don't get hopeless. And do not look as if God is not going to come through. He's going to come through because he's faithful, and he will do all that he says because he's a God that cannot lie and cannot fail. Have hope. Have trust. Have confidence in God that no matter what's going on, you're coming out with a victory because you belong to him and your steps have been aligned by him, through him, and for him. Your ways please him. You make every enemy your footstool. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxton. Have an absolutely blessed day and know that you're more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, a super conqueror in Jesus Christ. God bless you.